accidentally put this past week 2019 down on anything? Yeah, I'm getting used to it. Welcome to Sunday Worship this January the 5th, 2020. It is Joey Kroll. So good to see you, friend. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you're not too familiar with this radio ministry, Sunday Worship, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Friend, I pray that this next 30 minutes, you will be blessed by the God-honoring music and Christ-centered thoughts. Here's music right now from Lifeway Worship, and I Stand Amazed.
I stand.
setting our hearts on Jesus today. You are listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll. Connect with us on social media. Look us up on Facebook. Just search for Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. And friend, do you know people who light up a room after they leave it? You know, people with no joy whatsoever. On the other hand, there are people that are naturally charming. They spread the sunshine of laughter and sprinkle joy wherever they go. They strive to make others happy and think about the needs of others before their own. And friend, the Apostle Paul in the Bible encouraged Thessalonian believers to be like this. He wanted them to rejoice. He wanted their joy to always be evident in both the good times and bad. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So friend, as we prepare for another week, look people in the eye with a smile and a joy that reaches straight from your heart. Friend, show them the joy of knowing Jesus.
You have made a place where love and wrath run wild. The penalty and grace are finally reconciled. You have made a way the broken can be whole again.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Love to hear the wind sing as it whistles through the pines on mountain peaks. And I'd love to hear the raindrops as they splash to the ground in a magic melody. Smiles and sweet approval as the waves crash through the rocks in harmony. And creation joins in unity to sing to Him majestic symphonies. But His favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now made clean, lift their voices loud and strong. When those purchased by His blood lift to Him a song of love, nothing more He'd rather hear, nor so pleasing to here as His favorite song of all. And He loves to hear the angels as they sing, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Heaven's choirs in harmony lift up praises to the great I Am. And a million angels listen as a newborn soul sings, I've been redeemed. 'Cause His favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now made clean, is loud and strong. And those purchased by His blood lift to Him a song of love. Nothing more He'd rather hear, nor so pleasing to His ear as His favorite song of all. It's not just melodies and attention. It's not just clever lines and phrases that causes Him to stop and listen, but when anyone set free, washed and bought by Calvary, begins to sing.
Tell you what, I love this quote from Charles Spurgeon. He said one time, "My faith rests not in what I am or shall be or feel or know, but in what Christ is, in what He has done, and in what He is now doing for me."
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness be.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
Still
Up that beautiful name of Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship. And Fred, it is quite difficult to let go of worries and not fixate on a problem. Because it's, I think there's an element of naturalness to dwell on the difficulty and try to figure out a solution. And the problem is when we dwell on our issues or even on distractions, we sometimes, if we're not careful, give those things power and control over us, and it consumes us. Listen to this from Proverbs 4:25. It says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you." Friend, making God your focus means that you trust Him to walk with you. Friend, you can choose to give the problem, whatever it is, to God, and to let go of that worry. Thankfully, God is bigger than your worst problem, and He knows what is best for you. He also knows the perfect time to answer those prayers. Friend, place your hope in Him and Him alone.
Rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt you, my God, my Maker, every day. Every day I will give thanks to the King. Great are you, Lord. Take my sadness and turn it to praise every day, every day. is the day, this is the day you've made.
Shannon Wexelberg reminding us that this is the day the Lord has made. Friend, if you missed any of today's program of Sunday worship, go back and listen to it at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and gather with the family of God today. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.